Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm excited to get into the Word with you guys, so let's go ahead and pray as we start this. Will you join me? Lord, I want to thank you for this day, and God, we're excited to hear your Word, and if we're not excited, God, that you would help us to get excited, because we know that you're going to use this moment to speak to us, so we thank you for that, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so I have a question for you. So why do you come to church? Or why don't you come to church? And this could be for somebody, whether you're watching online, you don't physically come to church, that's okay. I'm talking about why aren't you participating like in the body, like in the corporate church? And the reason why I'm saying this is because I've experienced many reasons of why I didn't want to go to church or even why I went to church. So I'm going to start off with Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. And so a message that I reminded our youth group about was I asked them, why do you come to church? And being a teenager or preteen, a lot of the kids are there because they don't want to be there, but their parents kind of make them go to youth group, you know, since the families come to church, the kids are to go to Sunday school. And so a lot of the kids don't want to be there. Some do want to be there. Some kids are there because the person next to them is their crush or whatever it may be. So we come to church for a lot of reasons. And the main reason should be for the Lord, right? We should come to church for the Lord, not for people. Right. And I remind this with the kids a lot because, like I said, it's different with the youth group. Some of them are sitting there cross handed and cross armed and they don't want to be there. And they're just, you know, not even paying attention, or they'll take out their phone and play with their phone. And you have to lovingly, gently remind them that they need to put their phones away and trust that God is going to speak through the message, whether they like it or not. And then for the kids who come because they want to come, you know, they're usually the kids who are really outgoing and I love meeting other people. So it's youth group is different. But speaking to you that you guys are watching, why do you come to church? And I want to remind you, we don't come to church for people primarily, right? We come to church for the Lord. And also, Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men. Imagine somebody, and this is for those who don't come to church, and this could be a family, it could be a friend, somebody who's left the faith or not really left the faith, but just left the church, right? We see that a lot because our focus is on people a lot of times, right? When your focus is on people, it's just that much easier to stop going to church. So imagine if a person was sick, like literally on their deathbed at home, and they're so sick that their family is urging them, please just go to the hospital. And the person is so sick, and that person says, I can't go to the hospital. There's sick people there. That would sound crazy, right? That would sound crazy. Of course there's sick people at the hospital. That's what it's for. You're sick. Go to the hospital. That's a big reason why people stop coming to church, because there's hypocrites at the church. There's liars at the church. There's sinners at the church. There's people who say one thing and do another at the church. Of course there is. That's what the church is for. That's who the church is for. So if you're the person that doesn't come to church because of people, I would so encourage you to practice this verse. The fear of a man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. And whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. So if that's you that doesn't come to church, or your family or friends because of people, we start praying that they would take their eyes off of people and put their eyes on the Lord. Because when your eyes are on the Lord, when somebody offends you or things don't go the way you want them to go in your church, you're there for God, not for people. And that's going to strengthen you. Yeah, relationships are good to build in church, and fellowship and all that good stuff. But when your friends leave the church, or they move away, or the person that you went there and sat with, whatever reasons, they can't make it, what are you left with? And that's why it's so vital that we come to church for the Lord. We serve the Lord because He deserves it. He's the Lord, not for people. And this is kind of tough one to talk about. But another thing is Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. You know, a lot of us, you know, we come to church, you know, a lot of, maybe it's 70-30. Maybe 70% is for God, 30% is like you want to build relationships or whatever it may be. I want to encourage you guys, whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is, the reason that's apart from the Lord directly of why you come to church or why you participate in Bible studies and all that, seek God first and His kingdom, and all these things will be added to you. If you seek the Lord first, all those relationships you want to start, maybe you want to start a family, maybe you're here to look for a husband or for a wife, you come to church to do those things, which is a great place to start. Seek the Lord, and all these things will be added to you. And again, when we're seeking the Lord and we come to church for God, we're grounded in God. And if you like it or not, you're part of the body. Yeah, you may feel like the pinky toe, but guess what? The pinky toe has a function in the body of Christ. I remember I broke my pinky toe, and I didn't think really it was a big deal. I didn't go get it checked out, and so I was like kind of limping, walking different, and I did that for about the third week. My hip started hurting, and my back started hurting from that little pinky toe. And so, yeah, the pinky toe may not seem like it has a big function in the body, but it does. It affects the body in whole. So you are a body part. You are a body member. You're the body of Christ, and you have a function. You have a purpose, right? And that function is led by God, who's the head of the church. And so we come to church for God, and you are very important. You have a purpose. You are the body of Christ. And so when you come to church, your primary focus should be the Lord. And those of you who don't come to church, it's time that maybe you start taking your focus off of people as well and putting it on the Lord. All right. Well, God bless you guys. And it's a great reminder for me as well, is that we come for God, not for people. And I hope that encourages you this week. All right. We'll see you next time.